This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Thus far, the first major scale operation of a so-called clean coal plant in Saskatchewan has been a failure, costing millions in shutdowns, increased emissions, and other problems after a $1.1 billion construction cost. SEIU, AFSCME, NEA, and AFT are among the unions that favor creating a new super PAC to drive union issues, and they say they've also embraced more aggressive attempts to turn agency fee payers into dues-paying members. University of Pittsburgh Medical Center says that by 2021, it will raise its hourly minimum wage to $15, up from the current $11.73. UPMC, which is Pennsylvania's largest non-government employer, would be making a big change here. In a victory for abortion rights advocates, new labeling guidelines will ease access to the pill by requiring fewer doctor visits, lengthening the period in which it can be taken, and reducing the dosage. This is the fabled morning after pill. The Supreme Court ruled on a 5-3 vote that the government cannot seize assets from an alleged criminal to the extent that money that was not tainted by the crime is unavailable to provide the defendant the constitutional guarantee to a right of counsel. Donald Trump proposed that there has to be some form of punishment for women who have abortions. Less than 3 hours later, Mr. Trump revised himself, issuing a written statement saying that such a ban would criminalize only those performing the procedure, not the women getting abortion, after there was bipartisan horror at his remarks. Civil rights advocacy group Color of Change says that it has collected more than 100,000 signatures on a petition demanding that Coca-Cola, Google, Xerox, and other companies decline to sponsor the Republican convention this July in Cleveland. Donating to the event, the petition states, is akin to endorsing Donald Trump's hateful and racist rhetoric. Educated Tunisians are twice as likely to be unemployed as uneducated. A third of college graduates can't find work. More jihadists have gone from Tunisia to Syria and Iraq than any other country. The Tunisian government has barred citizens, in fact, under the age of 35 from traveling abroad without parental consent. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.